For decades, new Brazilian presidents made Argentina their first foreign trip. Jair Bolsonaro rejected that tradition, but his successor, Lula da Silva, wants to go back to the old ways and improve relations between South America's giants.
We have a history that united us. We have cultural things in common. We have to improve healthcare. We have to organize our energy developments. We have spoken about the benefit of Brazilian electricity. Dear Lula, this is your home.
Da Silva and Fernandes also discussed the possibility of a common currency to promote bilateral trade and reduce reliance on the US dollar.
Our finance ministers are currently working, each with his own economic team, to make us a proposal for foreign trade and transactions between the two countries that is done in a common currency to be built after much debate and many meetings.
President Lula da Silva also came to Argentina to participate in a summit by a regional bloc of Latin American and Caribbean nations. Brazil left this bloc back in 2019 during the government of former President Jair Bolsonaro because of the presence of Cuba and Venezuela. The presence of Lula in this summit also shows that he's prioritizing rebuilding the relationship with its Latin American neighbors. Among those countries was Venezuela. President Nicolas Maduro was also expected in Buenos Aires, but suspended the trip. The Venezuelan government said there was a plan of aggression against their leader. On Sunday, Venezuelans living in Buenos Aires said Argentina should not welcome Nicolas Maduro. María de los Ángeles Mosquera left Venezuela 5 years ago. Her daughter had cancer, and there were no medicines to treat her.
How can it be that a democratic country will receive a tyrant, a person that's destroyed a country and has allied itself with Iranians and Russians? I feel horrible this is happening.
Brazil and over 30 other countries will be part of the summit happening in Buenos Aires on Tuesday. It's a regional bloc that will allow countries in this part of the world to discuss integration and how to best solve the challenges they face. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.